Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tsunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Sesikhathiwe siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kule nyanga ka October. Sibonge nje nanokuthi usiphe isikhatsi sakho kuquzela lapho uthola ukuthi siba hopeless khona so siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabantu abafana nawe ya sesikhethiwe ngaphambi kokuthi ungene endabeni ngithanda ukuthi uphinde mhlambe uintroduce abanye sebamkhohliwe siya saba nawe la few years ago ya so ngithe nje akaphinda buye nakulolu suku azosimotivate ikakhulukazi njengoba silaku last quarter of the year yakuningi nje engizothanda ukuthi ke sikufunde kiyena ikakhulukazi lapho sesiqalile mhlawumbe siyipreparela for unyaka ozayo njoba ngishilo ukuthi sisalele only singathi 2 months but sisalele inyanga nje eyodwa ngoba October sisambali so sibala November bese singena ku December sesikhethiwe ngaphambi kokuthi ungene endabeni ngicela ukuthi uphinde futhi usichazele ukuthi ungubani ukhethiwe.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu sisibahle, sawubona sisibahle sanibona abalaleli. Ngiyabonga lelithuba lokuba kulolu hlelo lakho lanamhlanje. Ngafushane nje ngami ukhethiwe, intokazi yakho phakathi ngagonela kwaMufukeng. I am very very saved if ikhona into nje ngoveri ke ngensindiso. Ngasindiswa ngineminyaka o 12, you know. Yeah, God has been great, and in my capacity showing kuyo manje, I'm here as your conference coach and the purpose entrepreneur. I live my purpose fully, and as a conference coach, ngikusiza ukuthi ukwazi kuba fully yourself anywhere, everywhere, anytime and all the time. As the purpose entrepreneur, ngikusiza ukuthi ubone ukuthi inhloso kaNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho akukho nzima kahlehle ukuyibona ukuthi yini nokuthi uphile ngayo nokuthi wenza imali ngayo. Yiwumsebenzi wami loyo kafushane nje. Okay, so namhlanje sizofocusa ku part ye confidence, right? Ukusiza ukuthi ube fully yourself anywhere, everywhere, anytime and all the time. Ngizofocusa in two areas, okay? Even though layers two kuba sengathi it covers all areas. Leyo qala is interviews, right? Because we're going towards the end of the year. Khona abantu sebephela umoya kade bafuna umsebenzi solokunyaka waqala solokuminyaka idlula baloku bafuna nomsebenzi kodwa akuhlangana. Abanye baya kuma interview babuye nje kungahlangene, right? Yina iprogram ekusiza ukuthi u-apply kanjani kodwa sikho lapho namhlanje. Namhlanje ngizokhuluma ngalo owathola ama interview, ozithola khona kuma interview, opreparayo for ama interview kodwa for some reason makafika lapha kuma interview bafika bengamqashi noma afika kungahambi kahle. Okay, so kuma interview yini ezokusiza? Number one, uzosizwa ukuthi wena uplane ukuthi kungani uya kuma interview. Ngoba esikhathini esiningi kuma interview must prepare us busy sicabanga imandate yalo muntu okuinterviewayo ukuthi lo muntu lo ufunani, ufuna ukuzwani, ulindeleni, uyabona. Kodwa awuplane ukuthi wena imandate yakho yini, wena kungani ulapha kule interview, right? Uplana kanjani? Uyahlela ukuthi nazi izinto ezintathu noma ezine engifuna bazazi ngami. Ngifuna bazi ukuthi mabaqashe mina, they've hired the most effective training facilitator in this country. Ngifuna bazi ukuthi mabaqashe mina bane problem solver esebenza quick fast, right? Ngifuna bazi ukuthi mabaqashe mina banomuntu okwazi ukudesigner e-learning material. Uplane maybe 3 or 4 points, okay? And then plan the stories as it display those points. So that it doesn't matter ukuthi bakubuza ini, wena uzothola indlela yokuyenza sure ukuthi you fulfill ini, your mandate, inhloso yakho ukuthi kungani lapho, okay? Uyenze thoroughly, ungayithathi kalula, okay? That's point number one. Okwesibili, more preparatory interview. Let's say you in the technical industry, let's say maybe you're an engineer or maybe you are a nurse and stuff like that. So impendulo yombuzo othile iyafana kuwo wonke umuntu, uyabona. Bakubuza ukuthi ibhodlela lekhokho livala kanjani, nonke niyasho ukuthi hayi ulivala ngokutwista the isivalo on top of the bottle, uyabona. Ayikho enye impendulo yiyo le. Wena you need to learn the craft yokuthi uyipersonalize kanjani leyo mpendulo that everybody must have, that everybody has, or study shield and do study shield. Because kumele kube nobuwena kuleyo mpendulo leyo. right? Khona ozothi nje no isicathulo uyasithatha nje asifake kunyawo la ka left. Or ungathi so ngoba unyawo liyagodola luzwa makhaza liyadinga nokuvikelwa futhi excuse me liyadinga nokuvikelwa futhi uzothatha isicathulo sakho usibuke ukuthi mhlambe si comfortable or umbala engudingayo na yabona uadde i character ethi kethiwe ekhuluma ngawe kuleyo mpendulo leyo. That's number two. Okay, number three, mabathi unayimbuzo na ongasibuza yona noma bangashongo ke ekugcineni ukuthi unayimbuzo ongasibuza yona, usho wena uthi nginemibuzo embalwa engicela ukunibuza yona. Okay, ubabuze two or three types of the following questions, but these are the three types that always make you memorable, because yinto ama interviewers ayifuna ihamba phambili le ukuthi ukhumbuleke. You must stand out, you must be memorable. So imbuzo oqala ubuza umbuzo okusizayo ngobudlelwane bakho nalo muntu lo ku-interviewayo. Okay, for example ungathi kuye wena benjani uhambo lwakho in your career ukuthi ufike la, ufike kanjani la, yabona? It helps them relate to you. Or ungathi kuye how do you find working for this company, yabona? Yabona izinto ezinjalo about them to relate to them. That's the first nhlobo yombuzo okumele uyibuze. Eyesibili, it's the type of question ekhuluma ngalo msebenzi lo o-applyele kodwa ebonisayo ukuthi wena you are part of the solution in the puzzle, right? So uzobuza something like so ukuthi umsebenzi wakho wena ozoba umphathi wami ukuthi uhambe kahle, yini okumele mina ngiyenze ukuthi wena ulale kahle ebusuku? Yini okumele mina ngiyenze ukuthi wena umsebenzi wakho ube ngcono? Yini okumele ngiyenze mina ukuthi i-stress sakho sehle? Yini okumele ngiyenze mina ukuthi ungabi na-stress, uyabona? Ubuza what you must do emsebenzini wakho ekuyiyo into ehamba phambili. And then thirdly uzobuza inqubekela phambili ukuthi kwenzekani ke manje now that the interview phelile. Okay, so excuse me, so uzobuza ukuthi okay njengoba sesiqedile namhla ngicela ukubuza ke ukuthi when you will get back to me and what's the rest of the process, yabo ukuthi bakwazise wazi from there. And then you can also mention ukuthi what's the method I can use to follow up within that process. Okay, right, so that's it. And then number two, ke asana sisikhathi esiningi saka number two for conference. So what I'll do is ngizothatcha kuyo next week sisibahle. Cela ungixolele. Kodwa sikhona ke yikho lokho. And then ongidingayo angangithola ku 079-243-6336. That's for calling. And then ufuna ukwhatsapp 071-448-2332. Ungacela iwebsite yami lapho, kodwa nayo iwebsite ungayibhala phansi. It's tpentrepreneur.biz. tpentrepreneur.biz. Ngiyatholakala na kuFacebook uKhethiwe Makhethi. Kanjalo nje kuFacebook Khethiwe Makhethi. Ngibonge kakhulu khulu khulu sisibahle laba baya ku-interview. Ukhuleke. Cela uNkulunkulu akusize u-apply all of this and all the best. Silinde ubufakazi bakho ukuthi cha uphumelele.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.